a vacuum cleaner, but it cleaned those rugs real well.
And this house had a shingle,
Right. Mm-hmm. Roof.
The roof was made out of
cypress shingles.
Wood, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Mm.
Okay, some of the buildings you had around the house or
well, we had my daddy had a barn back out the back.
Yes, ma'am.
And had two, three little houses in the yard. He used, at that time, he'd put up his own leach, you see. He had a smokehouse back in the back, too.
Back in the house?
Uh-huh. He smoked his meat in. And I don't know why in the world. Now, you can't, well, not for years have you been able to cure any meat, home cure. And he did. We'd have it. It was, he'd build these places, and he'd, the walls would be about that thick, and he would, the insulation that he would put in there would be sawdust that he'd put in the sides of it. And you walk in that place just as cool as it could be in the hot summertime. And of course, had it overhead too. And that's where he stored the meat. I mean, kept this, of course, they were cured hams and smoked. We didn't use them, but we would have them up until the first part of the summer, you see, and they were perfectly good. But it, the seasons, I don't know what it was, something, I just don't have any idea what caused it, because we were talking about it not long ago, the last meat that we tried to put, since we've been out here, it wasn't any good at all, perfectly beautiful, and it's right down next to the bone, it's sideways.
What you have to do is cut open down there around the bone and stuff salt in there.
Well, if they were, you see, they packed them in salt. That was your first process in curing your meat, packed in salt.
But you see, there's water down there around the bone. You got to cut.
Well, that's what they would do. Would drain the water from there, you see. While they were doing that.
Uh-huh.
And then, after that is when they would smoke.
Hmm. Hard to figure out.
It is hard to figure out.
Did you have a place where you kept your stove wood?
Oh, yes. We had a regular, in the kitchen. It was a big, I guess it was that long. Or maybe longer. And they kept it full. We used nothing but ash for cooking. I don't know why. It was better. It was better than anything else. My daddy would cut it, have it cut in the length, you know. And he had a man in the yard that brought that. The cook never had to go out and get the wood at all. The man brought the wood in, filled this big box. Oh, it was this tall, you know. It'd be enough to last the full day.
You bring it in by the, just what?
Bring to the wheelbarrow and bring it in his arms, and great big arms, and stack it in there.
Or did you ever see him, would there be a house they'd keep it in outside?
No, they didn't keep it in the house outside.
Okay. Now, what do you call outdoor toilets?
Well, we had one of those there, but we didn't use it. I said he had it, you know, for the servants to use out there. And they've had them. Of course, they were built up to specifications for the, from the air department.
Mm-hmm.
Had to be.
Yeah. Did they have other buildings that you had on the farm?
Well, now,
you mentioned
not,
the barn.
He always kept, at that time, he kept his saddle horse in there. And we had a car, but he still kept his buggy with his horse, and he kept two horses there. His saddle horse and the one to use in the buggy. Sometimes he'd go to the place in the buggy, and sometimes he'd ride the horse. But he had two horses he kept there.
Mm-hmm. The place where, the building where you'd store corn, is it?
A crib. Where, right in, it was usually in the center of the barn. And up over that, they would have a place for hay to be stored in the barn. Mm-hmm.
In the barn. The building, would you have a room up over there?
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Right. And out on the plantations, they had these huge barns.